going to get a mix of housing options. So you'll have the traditional apartment complex style housing, but then you'll also have duplexes in that area as well, so that you're able to serve a lot of different types of families all the way down to single individuals.
Wouldn't this be really apartments? The single largest development of this kind of property we've seen in the city?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what makes this kind of, you know, fantastical, is this this is huge. And because of the need for workers and the kind of industry we're trying to still attract and still need for the ones that are here, it's critically important.
I'm going to have you go door to door for me. yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what's happening. You know, we have all of these open jobs and all the jobs that are coming. This is, we're not even tip of the iceberg kind of situation here, where we're in a great position to really grow our city. And I don't want to grow it so big that we're, you know, living in Topeka or anything, but there does need to be some growth. It'd be good to get over 50,000. It's game-changing to get to that point. But then we start moving into some of the other things that we did. You know, K-State Salina, big part of our community. You're going to see vast improvements to that campus, all the way from the facility that we're building to attract that California company that's going to come here and bring some very high-paying jobs. The type of jobs they're bringing are in the six digits on payroll. $150,000 is the average. They've committed to a $15 million payroll, so that's awesome for Salina. That's a $44 million facility that'll be on the campus of K-State. I was able to put in a jet aircraft, so now our students who are learning on aircraft over there at K-State and Salina, they're going to have the opportunity to fly jet aircraft while they're going through their training process. There's going to only be three places in the country
where
you can do that.
It's a game changer, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Purdue and Embry-Riddle are the only other universities who have that capability, and now we'll be the third. We're already one of the top five. I mean, we're in a great position. So it's amazing to have some of these things in Salina, and really the airport industrial complex and the folks over there and what they do is just amazing. We're going to have a new airport terminal. That's through the bipartisan infrastructure law. There's about $15 million roughly coming down from the feds for that we were able to direct that way. In Abilene, the Eisenhower Library is getting a $15 million facility for K-12 educational programming. We're putting an industrial park over in Abilene. I don't want to forget our friends over there. Salina Family Healthcare, of course, building their new facility. We were able to get $10 million towards that. The KHP, the Highway Patrol Training Academy here in town, we're going to start moving them off of that campus. We're going to move them to a new facility. They're kind of disparately placed throughout the county right now. They have their firing range in one spot, their road course in another spot. They were going to put their dispatch in another spot. And then, of course, they're up on a hill in Tornado Alley, which is not a great place to have your emergency communication system. So we're doing some pretty sizable changes there that'll be in the $50 to $75 million range to bring them off of that campus to something new, likely in South Salina.